Well, that gives me a chance to rest anyway, because right now I think this is the funniest guy in the world as far as I'm concerned. So if all of you folks out there will get together, give a nice round of applause to the mayor of Bull's Gap, Archie Campbell!
Thank y'all. Thank you. You're going to ask me what I'm going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do, Art? Good to have you here.
I want to tell you a bedtime story. That's my specialty these days, bedtime stories.
Bedtime story. Well, that's
yeah, except I tell them a little different, you know. Rather than tell them like they're told back when I was a little boy, I tell them in spoonerisms. Spoonerisms.
Oh, just a minute. Get that out of my eye. Yeah. What in the world is spoonerisms? What is spoonerisms, Archie?
Now you got me. Well, spoonerism is a name from a guy named Spooner, but he turned everything backwards. Like, instead of Cinderella, you say Rendersella. So I'll tell the story of
all right.
Rendersella.
Good. It better be clean. It don't sound like it's going to be either.
Once upon a time in a corn country, there lived a beautiful girl, and her name was Rendersella. Now, Rendersella lived with her mugly other and two sad blisters. Don't step on that.
All righty, what was that? With her lived with what?
Rendersella lived with her mugly other and two sad Uh-oh. Blisters. Also in this same corn country, there was a very prancing hens. This prancing hens was going to have a bouncy fall. He invited all the people for Riles of Mound, especially the pitch reaple. Rendersella's mugly other and her two sad blisters went out to buy some drancy fesses to wear to this fancy fall, but Rendersella couldn't go because all she had to wear was some old rurdy dags. Finally, the night of the fancy fall arrived, she just cat down and shried. And she was kitting our shrine when all at once there appeared before her Gary Mudfather. And he touched her with his magic man. And there appeared before her a Kig Boach and Hicks White sources to take her to the Bouncy Fall. But he said to Rendersella, said, now be sure and get home before, sit down, Mel. Said, now, Rendersella, be sure and get home before midnight, or I'll turn you into a tumpkin. When Rendersella arrived at the Bouncy Fall, the prancing hens met her at the door because he'd been watching behind a wooden hinder. Rendersella and the prancing hens danced all night, and they lull and fub. Of course, they always loll and fub in these things, you know. Finally, the mid-clock struck night, and Rendersella staced down the rares, and just as she beached the rottum, she slopped her dripper. The next day, this prancing hens went all over this corn country hunting for the beautiful girl who had slopped her dripper. Finally, he came to Rendersella's house, and he tried it on her mugly other, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on her two sigly usters, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on Rendersella, and it fit and did. It was exactly the sight right. So they got married and lived heavily after halfwards. Now, the story of the Maury is this. If you go to a fancy fall and you want to have a prancing hens lolling pub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Oh, I don't know about Archie Campbell. Great Scott. Thank you, Archie. And you can take your seat and put the straight jacket back on him over there. Okay. I always call it straight jacket. It's stray jacket, isn't it? No, for him, it's stray jacket because he's a stray. What is it? Jack Strackett?
No, Jake Strackett.
Jay Strackett. All right. Thank you very much, Archie Campbell.
Thank you, Yaron Fung.
Oh. Well, I wish I could think up something for you, but I don't believe I'll come out that way.